Dylan, we got Jeremy, we got Danny, we got Bart, we got Jimmy, we got Chris. Let's go ahead and talk to Bart in Georgia. Bart, thanks for calling and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to tell you that you are being live streamed on the Bart Fine channel on YouTube, and I have 2 points to make. I predicted this bioweapons attack when I was on the war, it was the Alex Jones show with Owen Schroer about 2 weeks ago, and the Democrats want us to put it as into martial law. It's the only way to disarm the people by disabling the Constitution. Number two, Trump needs to put the military on the borders and stop all flights from China.
You're absolutely right, and that's what Philippines and other areas are doing. That's the first thing we need to do. Let's go back, Bart. Bart, let's go back to your prediction, because I don't remember the call, but I believe you, and I'm sure you did it. I've said on air that one of the wild cards would be a bioweapon release to hurt the economy and hurt Trump and hurt nationalists, and then have a global response for global government. Bill Gates just came out and said that last week.
Well, I'd like to add one thing. Based on testimony of a Soviet-era defector, there was a smallpox insect virus, weaponized smallpox virus that the Soviets had. Where's the virus now?
Well, there's tons. I mean, look, with the gene editing software, the stuff they had in Russia and the U.S. 50 years ago was like a caveman, you know, that knows how to make fire compared to a nuclear bomb. I mean, the stuff they've got now is just nightmarish. And the fact that they've got level 4 bioweapon labs at universities and are letting foreign Chinese students in, who of course now they think ran off with the virus. What the hell? That's where spies' main target is. They've got things in facilities they shouldn't be making, period.
Absolutely.
Bart, thank you, Bart. I appreciate your call.